Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we're discussing Gaga's Joker era, the best and worst vanity plates for your car, the girl who grew mushrooms in her ears thanks to her AirPods, and the best time of day to have sex. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey girl, what's up? How you doing?
Hey girl, hey girl.
Oh, mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Hey now. Hey.
Have you ever whispered in a little mama's ear?
Not in a little mama's ear, but I have whispered in people's ears. Oh, did you see the TikTok about the person who wore their AirPods so much that they started growing mushrooms in their ears?
What?
I know. New fear unlocked.
I hate that. Yeah, is it because they wore AirPods or is it because they didn't clean them?
A little bit of both.
Listen.
They were trying to.
You know I've never tried one of them earwax contraptions, but I'm very interested.
Well, maybe 30 is the year.
38. We're getting close.
That's what I said.
Well, it is birthday season.
Is it?
Well, in my family, everybody's birthday falls between the end of January and the end of March. So my mom calls it birthday season. And baby, we are in the middle of birthday season.
My family doesn't, you know, my family changes their birthdays. We just do what we want. I don't know.
I was disappointed that last week I forgot to bring up it was on my to-do list. And that now we're past the day. February 15th was International Bottom Appreciation Day.
Well, how did you celebrate?
I didn't bottom.
No, it's not.
And I didn't top a bottom.
The point is not to bottom, it's to appreciate bottoms. And I think, if anything, not bottoming is the best way to appreciate other bottoms so that they have room to exist.
I love that.
Creating space.
Yeah, you know? It's like, women supporting women.
I hold space for bottoms. I will always hold space for bottoms, especially on February 15th.
Well, mark your calendars, folks.
Okay.
We missed it.
I'll do it.
We must have never done a unsung holidays for February because I'm sure we would have remembered.
Is today the day?
Absolutely not. The month's almost over.
Well, it's never too late to unsing.
There's only seven days left in the month.
You know about unsing,
like music?
Music. It's never too late to unsing.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
I don't even know.
I don't
know.
Get that, y'all. Tyler?
We're recording in an evening, so if the vibes feel off, that's why you need to know.
If the vibes feel spooky, it's because we're usually morning girlies, and tonight we're night girlies.
We're night girlies. You know, who all is a night girly?
Clap if you're a night girly. Yeah, are you?
I don't know why I clapped. I'm not.
I'm such a morning girly. It's not even funny.
I'm a midday girly. I'm neither morning nor night.
Wow, I've never met one of you.
Yeah, well, get into
the gig. I've never met your kind.
I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up, and I do not want to stay up late.
You just want to what?
I want to sleep. I want to have lunch.
You know, lunch is my least favorite meal. I think.
So what are you then? Are you a morning girly?
I want to be in bed by 9:30.
Breakfast is so stupid.
Oh, I love a big breakfast.
Too many people have too many opinions about what breakfast is supposed to be. People have too many rules about breakfast.
I just saw some major outlet was like, need help saving money? Try skipping breakfast.
Yeah, these are the end times.
I was like, what?
Need help saving money?
Meal?
Eat the rich.
Don't eat. Need help saving money? Don't
skip
eat.
Breakfast. Eat the rich.
Do you believe breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
Daddy's cummies are the most important.
And if I'm having them, I would like them for breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Maybe brunch.
Would
maybe
you
dinner.
Rather have morning sex or night sex?
I would rather sex. Have. Honestly,
skyrockets and flight.
Let me tell you. Let's go through the ups and downs. Maybe the pros and cons.
I'd love to hear it.
Breakfast sex or morning sex?
Not
rather
breakfast sex.
Sex for breakfast. Morning sex.
Okay.
It's it is optimal. It gets that urge out of the way for the day. However, so what do you want the bottom to do? Be prepared in some way. Your night's been digest. You spent your whole night digesting.
Not all sex is penetrative.
Say
you
it again.
You can blow your boyfriend in the morning.
I know that's right. I do know that's right. I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so afternoon sex. The downside to morning and afternoon sex is I find maybe I'm old fashioned, but turn off the lights.
The last
pull down the blackout shades. My God.
The last time I'm looking to have sex is at night. I just said I want to be in bed by 9:30. I ain't trying to stay awake because you're frisky.
Well, I saw a club that opens and closes by the time of midnight. So it's like it's a nightclub for adults that the doors open at like 8 p.m. or something. And then
everyone's home by midnight.
Everyone's home by midnight.
I love that.
Is that not how it should be?
Yeah. Especially in these winter times when it's like, you think I want to go out after dark? No.
Plus, then you can get home and you can still order food. It's like,
I can't wait to have a boyfriend so that when I do go out with friends and I'm ready to leave, I can just look and be like, you want to go home and order takeout and put on comfy clothes? And then we just leave and do that.
Yeah, this is a nice
thing. Oh, how nice.
Okay, so did we come to a consensus? The best sex is at what time?
I would take morning. I would take afternoon. I don't want it at night.
No?
Grow up. Turn the lights off.
The best sex is like 3 a.m.
Whoa.
After like a wild.
No. I'm trying to go home and go to bed.
Maybe 1 a.m. Oh, maybe 1 a.m.
No.
1 a.m. Sunday morning.
What? I'm not ever going to be up at that time.
After a Saturday night. It's a Saturday night nightcap.
One Saturday morning?
Tuesday sex is fine.
Okay.
Right, there. So it's settled. We
there. I think it's decided.
Hey, I saw somebody with the license plate Bussy Wagon.
Okay, how did they spell it?
BSSYWGN.
Okay, yes.
Or something
like
that.
I don't know why you didn't call it by its correct name, though. A vanity plate.
Oh, sorry. What did I call it?
Do you think glamour shots walked so vanity plates could run? Is a vanity plate like the glamour shot of a car? I think yes.
I guess no. I think window decals are the vanity shot of a car. Mm.
If you had to get a vanity plate and it could say whatever you wanted, mm-hmm. Daddy's cummies.
I would, you know, I would never get a vanity
plate. You have
to. What would I possibly, what would I want to get?
I don't know.
I think I would, I would get high girlies.
Oh, I like that.
Or.
I do like tee hee hee hee. That's a good one. I get secondhand embarrassment when I see a vanity plate, no matter what.
99% of the time, it is always the wrong choice. You are not going to get something that the general public is going to not.
And why are you trying to trying to make a license plate easy to remember?
good point. Oh, I was in Kuntz. Suddenly the Kuntz is me. I was in Kuntz Hardware.
Heard
you know
of
about it.
It.
And they were all on the overhead. Will the customer with a, and I'm thinking, oh, here we go. Do not say, because that would be too stressful. That would be too much. It would be too much eyes on me all of a sudden in the ring, just like a circus. But imagine if they're like with the license plate, with the vanity plate.
B-S-S-Y wagon.
He. That's me.
I kind of like he.
Yeah, is it too late?
There must be a website where you can check what's check your local listings.
I will.
Yeah, speaking of the Kuntz is you. Yeah. Gaga really did that when she came in an egg at the Grammys in 2011.
Yeah.
I think more people should enter things like that.
Yeah.
What if her egg had a vanity plate?
Oh, now that would be camp. That in the vanity plate at the time would have been what? Because it was in promotion of the Born This Way album.
It would
have
been Lil Monsters, but it would be like LILMNSTRS.
No, I think she would do something deep.
Like rah,
I think she would
rah,
do
rah,
like ah. Sure. I know. I was thinking maybe like, you know, like Electric Chapel or something, you know, or Highway Unicorn,
but it was an egg.
like a reference for the fans.
I remembered what
in the Judas music video where she's dancing in front of the church that has the sign that says Electric Chapel. I thought, you know what, this scratches the itch that I have. Thank you.
I love that. Did you see her? Did you see her Joker promo?
Yes. Yes, the world is about to shift. Do I have to see the first one?
I didn't. I heard, I don't know, I think I would watch it. I just, no one said like great things. I don't know. Is it a squeakquel?
I think it's a squeakquel. And it's I hear maybe it's a musical. I mean, it would make sense.
I saw a tweet that said, you know, Lady Gaga, when doing press for this movie, is going to be like, I had conjugal visits with several mass murderers across the country to get inside what it means to love a to love a violent man.
No.
But not. No. You know, maybe.
There's something beautiful about a Lady Gaga film press tour. Mm. The Star Is Born gave us 100 people in a room.
Yeah. What did that? What was that?
House of Gucci?
What's that Italian movie about again?
House of Gucci. Did that give us anything iconic particularly?
Didn't she have...
I mean, press-wise. Any quotes she said over and over?
Weren't there flies chasing her or something?
Probably. I remember when she said that she looked into...
What?
There was something going wrong in the world, and she looked into it.
I often look into it.
It was like maybe the insurrection, and she was like, she said she spent some time looking into it. It was something ominous. Like
no,
that.
Here it was like I told you I remembered something she was saying. That when she was filming this, that what is it, Patrizia? That sure. The woman Gaga portrays in the film sent swarms of flies to follow her around and torment her the entire time she was making the film.
Oh, the woman she was portraying to cast a spell,
yes,
or something?
Patrizia. We shouldn't say her name. The last thing I need is
definitely don't say it three times. So we've said it twice. We're good to go.
Swarm of flies in my house.
I the last thing I need is flies in the house. You know, I recently won
like
a battle of
do
the
you like
ants.
Bees into trap?
I do like bees into trap. I do. Do you know what bees into trap means?
Yeah, it means I'm in the trap.
Meaning?
I am in the trap getting all the money. The trap is where is
the
where
trap
I get
is. Yes, come on. Good for you.
I had something else.
Wait, I want to go back to the Joker, the Gaga Joker experience.
Please,
okay, so
do.
She posted a picture of her and who is this
Joaquin.
Man? Joaquin. Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was good in the first one. People seemed to like it. And I feel like this is going to be really an unhinged Gaga experience.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah, what we're really experiencing right now is, so we're coming out of this, like, Gaga has two experiences that she gives. She gives Lady, she gives Gaga. We're currently coming out of a long era of Lady.
Yes. Well,
respect from the general public, understanding by old people, they get who she is, they think she's great. We're inching our way into Gaga territory because, and here are the signs. Number one, did you see the video of her getting puked on during the art pop era that was going viral?
No.
This week? Well, the general public has discovered footage of her performing during the Art Pop promotion tour where she's on stage playing the drums while a performance artist who's known for puking, like green slime-looking stuff as performance art, is like puking all over Lady Gaga. And the people, the general public is disturbed. And so I think we are inching toward, people are discovering Gaga for Gaga's sake, not Gaga for ladies.
Was Chromatica Lady or Gaga?
So that's a great question. It was a little bit of both.
Wow.
I think because she was giving us like, you know, the kooky visuals. But I think it was more Gaga than Lady.
Yeah, and what was...
But not full Gaga.
House of Gucci? Pretty Lady, huh?
House of Gucci was Lady. A Star is Born is Lady. Anything jazz is Lady. Sound of Music at the Academy Awards is Lady.
Okay, wow. You know. I feel like I'm learning.
House Labs is Lady.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately. TikTok Gaga is Lady. So there's a lot
is
of Lady.
Is Gaga on TikTok?
Oh, yes. And it's always like her using a trending sound to promote House Labs makeup.
Oh.
It's like
some of the girlies thanks. Just want to be makeup-ing nowadays.
Good for them.
Yeah,
Cash or check.
Yeah. Did you see Rihanna said, I hope to put out an album this year?
I, too, hope to put out an album this year.
I was like, what do you mean? You're in charge.
She's working on it. Have you ever worked on something and wanted it to be done sooner than it is?
No. You know I have no hobbies.
Nice.
Should I get one?
No, I advise against it. Somebody recently asked me, do you hobby?
What?
I was all like, don't put me on the spot. So I went to go see this movie with a new friend, and they had like sewn and constructed this new pair of pants out of like five pairs of old pairs of pants. So it was like very patchy and like it looked really cool. And I said, oh, the cool pants. And they were like, thanks, I made them today. I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, I recently picked up the hobby of sewing and I'm learning how to do it. And my goal is to be able to like make my own outfits. Do you hobby? And I was like,
I don't know if the phrasing would be, do you hobby?
Well, do you? And I said, I felt like I can't say no. So I thought, what's something that I'm ever up to? And so I said, oh, yes, I make friendship bracelets sometimes.
Oh, you do?
And I do. And I do. Yeah.
Maybe you and I'll get a hobby this year. Is it too late to start?
The podcast is kind of a hobby.
Yeah. Did you tell them to subscribe?
No. I don't think I would ever. Do you subscribe to the podcast? Is that what happens? You follow it? Or you, what are you people doing out there?
I don't know. When Spotify messed up and didn't post our episode on time a couple weeks ago, then I had to go in and click tell me when the new episode is up button. So now for 2 weeks on Tuesdays it's been popping up and telling me, oh, Psycho Babble's ready to listen.
On what?
Spotify.
On Spotify? Hey, did you know everyone out there you can do that?
Even a roundabout way of saying to do it, but it was a true story. I was like, well, I guess I gotta click button so I know when I can let the kids know that it's ready.
Well, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know.
Hey.
Did you
see that video of Zara Larsson talking about what she thinks people should be doing at movie theaters? Also, do you know who Zara Larsson is?
Better question.
Straight people, clap if you know who Zara Larsson is. I didn't hear.
The silence was deafening. I think that's because there are no straight people who are subscribed to the pod.
I'm sure there must be.
Clap if you're straight.
Yes.
That
yes, clap if you're straight.
Why you say yes?
I'm not clapping.
Oh. Yes.
Anyways.
Okay, so Zara Larsson
was
saying
like on
what?
Her Instagram live promoting a new single or something, and then she was talking about movie theaters, and she was like, you know what? She's like, I'm over people who are all shh at the movie theater. She was like, we're going to the movie theater to experience watching it with other people, so we should be able to talk out loud and cheer and clap and discuss plot points, and if you don't want to hear that, then you should stay home.
Okay, some of that is not far off. I think
there's definitely a blend there. I'll give your giver
first
that.
Of all, she is on the extreme end of expression at the movie theater. I am on the other extreme end of expression at the movie theater. I do not want a peep. Do not talk to me. I do not want to be included. I don't want people to look at me thinking that I'm participating and talking to you. So when I go to the theater with my parents, I sit away from them because they're always like leaning over being like, who's that? And I'm like, you know, just as much as me.
You know, I'll shush someone.
I don't want to confront. I don't want to be shushed and I don't want to shush. So like my biggest thing is read the room.
Well,
some movie theater experiences are communal. So like, for example, what's her head? Megan.
Yes.
The crowd was a howl.
Yeah, and there's a difference when, like, she kills somebody and it's funny and then everyone cheers, or a dog drags her under the fence. and it's funny and people laugh. But like to openly discuss plot points, I think not.
Yeah, you should not be. No, 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 no. What you are expressing should be a haha
or an ooh
or like a, yes. Oh or like a like
hee,
a
hee,
you know
hee.
You can hee hee, you can ho ho, you can. I would say you could be like, oh my gosh,
no, that's too much for me.
I would say it
when I saw well, I go to this theater here in San Francisco where it's very if you talk, we're throwing you out, and I love it because everyone stays on their best behavior, and they really announce it like six times, like we'll ask you to leave. But when I went and saw A Star Is Born when it came out that opening weekend, I went in the middle of the afternoon, and there was like six of us there, and I was sobbing, and I felt like I was crying too loud, so I was trying to stifle it because I'm a kind person.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, you should not be having full conversations. Though I will say there are cultural differences. There are some theaters, I'm sure, where that is the expectation, is that there is like more communal experience. Yeah. But like to have a full conversation about plot, she said that's okay. I don't know of a single experience where that's where that would be. Even have you ever been to what's that movie, Rocky Horror? Have you been to a like a, you know how like people will get up and scream the lines and stuff? Like,
don't they throw toilet paper or shoot water guns or something?
I don't know. I've never been to it.
Well, unless it says sing along on the marquee, shut your mouth.
I did go to a Moana sing along, and it
in
was
your living
fun.
Room
at the movie theater. No, at the Grove. At the Grove, and it was so much fun.
Oh,
all
my God,
the little
did
kids
you do
were singing
shiny?
Along.
Shiny.
Shiny. No, but you know the story of me coming yes. downstairs, and Hudson's downstairs alone in the living room with Moana sing along turned on, whispering along.
Well, I still, oh yeah, every time we talk about this, I say I want to be that damn shiny for Halloween.
Hey, can I tell you, I just received such a good care package.
Oh, God.
From LaCroix.
Okay, what was it?
A mini fridge.
Oh, shit. You've been wanting
I know,
that.
And I've been, it's been on my to-do list to go to Best Buy to check out mini fridges. I recently tweeted, hey, anybody got a mini fridge they love or hate? I need to know. And so I've been like in the market. Either they saw my tweet or they read my mind. Either way. I will be chilling. It's got little decals of LaCroix all over it. Lucky
do
me.
Do you have LaCroix in there?
No, I haven't plugged it in yet. I need to get a one of those, you know, plugs.
Well,
plug big boys.
Extension cords.
Thank you.
Well, if you're into hobbying, you could always get some contact paper and cover the outside and make it your own. But only if you're into hobbying.
I don't know if my hobbying includes, like...
What?
What did you tell me to get? A decal?
Contact paper.
Contact paper.
You know.
I'll do my contact paper fridge when you do your contact paper fridge.
I thought about it. Because you know I have
you to do it.
You know I have a white refrigerator.
I pushed you to do it. I said, you know what this fridge needs? an accent wall.
Well, my birthday is coming up.
Oh, don't tell me twice.
Don't tell me the babysitter is dead.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
so anything else new?
Speaking of going back to things.
Go on.
Well, I did have one point that I forgot to mention about morning sex.
Oh, go for it.
Just don't interrupt my wordle.
You want to circle back?
I
thought you were telling me not to interrupt your announcement.
No.
But
no.
You're saying that's what you don't want about morning sex?
When the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is wordle. So if you're trying to have morning sex, that's all right, but let me wordle first, baby.
Don't get in my girdle. I still have to Wordle.
That's my Real Housewives opening line. and also my entrance walk to Drag Race. And also my exit walk if I got eliminated. Why don't people do that? That, I think, would be funny. To be continued, just in case you get eliminated.
You mean the entrance line has a dot, dot, dot?
Yes. And then just okay. In case you get eliminated, you get to pick it back up where you left
off. Sure, I guess. I think to envision and prepare for your elimination is to set it in stone.
That's what we said. Hey, did you have anything to add about Drag Race this season?
I think if we ever go back on Amazing Race, and then if we ever get eliminated, because we never got eliminated, I think we do need to have an exit line prepared. Oh, but we can't think about this right now, because then it would be setting it in stone.
Listen, I'm very good at being in the moment anyway. I can't do rehearsed. I can't do scripted. I'm an improv queen.
Yes.
And? Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you have anything else to say today?
No.
It's okay if you don't. It's all right.
I mean, I had a couple more things on my list, but there's nothing.
Oh, wow.
We haven't. Is there anything else we wanted to say about Drag Race? Apparently, the last episode, when this episode goes live, is like a Lollapalooza, maybe?
I'm wet for it. Yeah, that's what's coming. We're recording this super early, so we have no idea what's happening in this lip stink smackdown. But what I will say is, after they did it last year, you and I said, wow, what a wonderful challenge that should become an annual challenge. And here we are. So maybe they will always do it. I'm a little worried with it being 10 girls and only an hour. It's going to be a quick episode to fit in all them lip syncs, but here's hoping.
Okay, well, who are our obvious lip stink assassins?
I think Sasha's going to eat.
And who is going to flail?
I might be a little worried for Cue the Sniper.
Oh, I'm sad about that. I am enjoying the experience of spice. I would have enjoyed more sugar. I think I don't want them to go home yet. And cue so like
Rue said, cue the sniper. I screamed.
It do take nerve. She said, I hear you to tell me, you telling me to stop being me and I will continue being me. Good for her.
Nerve.
I have to say, I hate when the judges try to like tone down the reasons why somebody got cast in the first place. Yeah. Like the personality or the uniqueness or the makeup or, you know, whatever it is, when they keep trying to push them to change that, it's like, stop trying to, your oldness is showing. Not to be ageist, but like,
if I were Spice on the next runway, I would think of the dumbest, most obnoxious other thing that I could do.
I would do the worm. I would do that one thing with your knees where you go back and forth with your knees. I would be doing every fucking stupid thing.
I would like walk. I would come out on all fours like a horse.
Galloping. Sure. Like, you could have a vanity plate.
Yes.
You could be your own car.
I would come out with the most unexpected, ridiculous walk and be like, y'all want something different? I will give you something different.
I think a back bend with your who's that Exorcist. One demon? Yes.
Yes.
How'd you know?
Yes.
Well, hey, did you horror. Know that girl? Did I already tell you this? I meant to tell you this. I don't know if I ever told you this. That girl in Scream. Not
Which
Scream.
One?
Scary Movie.
Anna Faris.
Maybe Scary Movie 2 or 3 or 4. I don't know.
You but know they I haven't seen them.
Ooh, one dog is barking.
You well, hear that? Oh. Sure don't.
Oh, you don't hear it?
I no. know
kids hear it. Anyway, that was Natasha
Leon.
Lejeune. Yes. That was her as the bumbling exorcistee.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
where can people find you?
You can find me having sex in the morning and sex at lunchtime.
You can find me driving the bussy wagon.
Okay, go off.
Yes.
I can't wait. Can I get you a vanity plate for your birthday?
No. Can I get you one for yours?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's the new thing. I like, you know, when friends like are all like, oh, well, I get to pick a tattoo for you and you get to pick a tattoo for me. Let's just pick each other's vanity plates.
Okay. I would do it. We should pick each other's one bumper sticker the other person has to put on their car for the year.
Oh my God. I've never had a bumper sticker on my car.
I've never had a bumper sticker.
I'm sure we could probably get a magnet.
You don't want a bumper sticker? You're trying to protect your paint?
Well, Lord knows it's not protected much. Anyway. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.